Hey everyone, Josh here. Just a heads up, this week the podcasting site that we use to record instead of, it was a little weird and my voice sounded really deep to Tappan and Mike. When I was saying this, on this like crazy camping trip where you had to drive 6.5 hours to a ferry that ran once a day, they were hearing this.
You went on this like crazy camping trip where you had to drive 6.5 hours to a ferry that ran once.
I know that because they politely informed me.
Are you also gonna, do you have any plans in your immediate future to go to a doctor and find out what the hell happened to your voice?
I don't know, man.
Did someone just straight up while you were sleeping, maybe you didn't notice, just shove a full tuba down your throat? Do you also chain smoke on Mondays? Do you perhaps drink 19 glasses of wine?
It does sound like a very deep, rich, cultured voice.
Well, let me ask you, is it possible that at the stroke of midnight, you turned 86 years old? Is that on the table?
All that and more on Instead Of, starting right now. The trimmers on my beard trimmer, that's not what I meant to say. The like adjustable plastic heads on my beard trimmer are...
Boy, I just asked you to say a sentence and you are really struggling. You're really struggling to just say a sentence in English.
Do you want me to say another one?
Just say anything. Just say something normal. Just say a sentence.
My voice is really high-pitched today.
Okay. So that kind of ruins my joke because I was going to point out how deep your voice sounds on this particular recording. And I was going to say, hey, Mike, did you know that we're co-hosting with Chocolate Rain?
I thought it sounded really deep, too. That's not just me. It almost sounds like one of someone's masking your voice on a documentary interview.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. Because then I was going to say, hey, Mike, did you know that we're co-hosting with James Earl Jones?
Or like, what do they call it? Witness protection.
Witness protection, yeah. And then I was going to say, just in case he wanted to be flamboyant, hey, Mike, did you know that we're co-hosting with Barry White?
Barry White.
Then I ran out of people that I know who have deep voices.
Okay, well, hang on a second. I'm going to stop my recording and listen back to it real quick. Hold on.
You ever think we're just working with an amateur?
Us? He's the amateur?
I mean, what does the guy really do? You know, he produces it and he, like, make sure everything sounds good, and he edits it, and he publishes it, and, you know, he controls the social media, but, like, what does he really do, you know? Like...
I just listened, and it sounds fine. It must just be a Zencastr thing.
Oh, he's back. At least he bothered to come back.
Dude, you know what it is? Darth Vader.
Yeah, like James Earl Jones, that's what I said!
I know, but with the mask.
But anyway, that's who we're co-hosting with today.
Okay, well, glad to be here.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Mike Bogart, and me, Tapanjani.
So Mike, we're recording on Monday instead of our usual Sunday, and. One of the reasons for that is because you went on this like crazy camping trip where you had to drive 6.5 hours to a ferry that ran once a day and then could have potentially stranded you on a remote island.
Mike, did you ever think that Simba's dad would be the one asking you that question?
It's a little intimidating. Yeah, I did that.
Mike, Simba's dad was voiced by James Earl Jones.
Oh.
Where's the mask for that? He didn't wear a mask.
He was like a ghost cloud, though.
That's true.
Got some thunder in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my brother and I went to North Manitou Island in Michigan, and we're both pretty novice backpackers. And
so you went to the place where you could potentially be stranded for an extra day if the weather's bad enough that the ferry doesn't come.
Well, it's supposed to be easy, but okay. You guys almost killed us.
What?
Very close.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about? Hell, that wasn't fair. I'm in Seattle. This is a pretty big accusation to bring to the table, Mike. I mean, jeez.
Do you remember for me, if you will, what we did last Tuesday night?
We played Titanfall. Before we continue, I'm almost wondering if we should end this episode now and have a cliffhanger after a 3-minute episode that we pick up next week.
Why?
Leave people in suspense, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You just told them it's a cliffhanger.
Well, sure, but like, even if you tell them it's a cliffhanger, they still won't know why he almost died because of us.
Yeah, dude.
Mike, just go ahead. Just tell me the reason.
Yeah, so we played Titanfall last Tuesday.
We played Titanfall last Tuesday until, I think, like 10 or 10:30 my time.
Yeah.
Then I got very sleepy and I went to bed. I was supposed to pack that night.
Oh.
The following evening, my mom dropped off the car for us and we got dinner. And then by the time we started packing, it was like 9:30 and we didn't finish until 1 a.m. and we had to leave at 5 o'clock. So this just started like a chain of some of the worst decisions I've ever made. The parking lot we parked at almost towed our car.
Oh.
Then we drove like straight through a tollway barrier arm that just crashed down on our car.
What?
Smashed right through it. Then we got on this ferry, and there was a huge weather delay, and we were like bashing through this storm on the ferry for like 3.5 hours. We got to the island really late. All we had drank was one McDonald's cup of water and a coffee.
So you went to McDonald's. You broke your streak of not going to McDonald's.
Oh shit, I did. I did. I had a biscuit.
Josh, why would you tell him that? Because now he's gonna blame the podcast for that too. I'm gonna have to live with that stupid "you know what you did" the rest of my life.
You do know though.
Were you charged the correct amount at least?
I believe so. So
okay.
They get a pass on this one.
Okay.
Mike, I'm sorry. This story has been going on for quite some time. When is the big thing? When did that happen?
We just make camp early because it's raining.
I feel like you're not listening to me. And you went right back to where you were in the story and you're telling it at the same pace.
All right. It ends up, this is bad storytelling. It ends up Saturday evening, we are like delirious, we haven't drank, we haven't eaten, we've slept like 6 hours of the last 48, and we just leave our packs in the middle of this field, we can't find them, we like rush to the ocean, because we're trying to get water.
Rush to the ocean?
The lake. We were confused, man. Brian's just barreling down this dune in nothing but his underwear, carrying this jug of water, and he's about to dive into Lake Michigan with these crashing waves because we're so thirsty. He's gonna fill up this
Lake Michigan with these crashing waves, dude. Where
it was
were
like
you?
The middle of a it was the middle of a storm. Like there was lightning crashing, and he's like
a beach?
Barreling
okay.
down this thing.
Wait. Hang on. I feel like you're worse than novice. I feel like even novice campers would know not to like, A, go on a beach when it's lightning. B, keep fucking hydrated when everything is...
Well, we tried.
You're bad at this.
We were like not of sound mind at this point. Because I'm watching him just like basically naked about to dive into this lake. And I'm like, hold on, this this seems wrong. So I just like stopped him like,
wait a minute, something's happening.
Yeah. Let's go chill in the tent and like think about this. So then we were just like exhausted. We couldn't even talk. And then I just put some bowls under our tent and collected rainwater, and that saved our lives.
What? Okay. At what point did us playing Titanfall 2 almost kill you?
Well, I was supposed to pack on Tuesday.
I feel like your decision to go camping in conditions that far exceeded your skill level is what almost killed you.
Why didn't you just buy some more food when you were at McDonald's and get some more things to drink?
The real problem was the water.
For some reason, you went for the coffee and water combination. Like, what?
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, we were a little crazy from dehydration, I think, and lack of sleep. Caused by a really fun couple hours of Titanfall 2.
Oh, it's fun now, huh? You're trying to win us back over? You know that your accusation is baseless, all right? It's baseless.
My accusation?
Yes!
Are you kidding?
You said we almost killed you.
Yeah. I contend that you did, and it was your fault. And it was not my fault.
Well, you're going to lose this contest. That's what's going to happen. Contend it all you want.
Yeah, I feel like I was bound to lose from the beginning. It's 2-on-1.
Why did you start the fight? You were bound to lose and you still picked the fight?
Yeah, you know, it's a matter of honor and what's the word? Principle.
Yeah, people who are very principled often forget the word principle. You guys want to hear what I did this weekend?
Yeah, you said you had a timely story.
I did. I had something that would have been a little bit more timely if apparently Mike just brought two bottles of water instead of drinking the rain.
Listen. It was tough. It was tough out there. Go on.
I hope the next time the ocean takes you far, far away. Okay, so listen to this. A friend of mine from work was kind enough to invite me to her housewarming party. And actually, technically, it was a semi-housewarming party because she was moving apartments in the same building, which I thought was a fun idea. Anyway, I went over there, and it was the start of a very odd evening. So first, I called a Lyft. A Lyft line. Do you guys know what that is? Kind of like an Uber pool.
Yeah.
So I called one of those, and like for some reason the music that was on in this car was like a real mix of Eastern European techno and like Arabic rap, and it was real confusing. So I need to know what this is, and I can't like ask Siri what song this is because then he'll hear me. So I had to download the Shazam app, and like, if I would have made it to my destination at the original ETA, I couldn't have downloaded the app because like, it just was taking too long. But luckily, someone else got on the Lyft line. I downloaded the app. I hit record. Can't identify what it is. It was some sort of completely off the universe music. Shazam does not know what it is. So it was just a very strange experience. I don't know what it was. So I got out of this car, and as I'm walking, the strangeness continues because, like, there's a man walking his dog, and this homeless guy puts his hand out so the dog can sniff it. It's the first time in my life I've seen a dog not sniff a hand and run away. Huh. I was just like, oh, God, this is really sad. Like, what is happening? Like, this evening, these are not good omens. And then as I'm walking, and the dog walks away, the homeless guy gives the dog the finger, and it was just like, like what's going on in Seattle? Like, there's music that makes no sense to me anymore. Like, street interactions are weird. But anyway, so then I'm like, okay, I made it to this party. I'm going to go in. And this began the like evening long realization of where I am in my life. So the person who invited me is a few years younger than I am, I think. And like her friends are accordingly younger. So I didn't know anyone at this party. And I'm like walking in, And I'm like, all right, she said to open the door after the first staircase. And I'm walking in, and the door leads me to a parking lot, right? And in my brain, I would think that there's no one's having a party in the parking lot. But I thought, you know, I'm going to be the cool guy who follows instructions. And, like, this must be where, like, kids party now, parking lots. I stood there for 5 minutes before I'm like, no, like, this is wrong. Don't try to think that this is what kids would do. Just fucking go to the lounge where the actual party was. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I get in there. And I have to tell you guys something. I don't know what has happened in the last like 3 or 4 years, but kids have invented a whole new slew of drinking games that I've never heard of, and they look like so much fun, and I immediately know that I can't participate because I don't want to drink at the party anymore because my age has caught up with me. And it's just like the saddest thing because they're having like a blast. They're like enjoying each other's company. There was something called Rage Cage, guys.
Never heard of that.
Rage Cage. Like,
what's Rage Cage?
It's so complicated. I can't, like, you stack cups and then there's middle cups. There's a cup called the Death Cup. Like, they've taken it to another level. They just look like they're having so much fun. And all I could think about was like, oh boy, I'm like, I'm tired. I don't think I'm tuckered out for this one.
Oh, is it like 9:30?
It was 10.
Dude, true though.
And so like
10?
All their friends, like all her friends are like super friendly and they're all just like very accommodating. I'm learning new things. I'm like, all right, you know what? I gotta go. I gotta call it a night. And I like take my old man self out. And when I thought like the night was maybe a little bit over, I went into it. She was in the neighborhood that I used to live in. I went into this bar that I had never gone into before. I'm like, you know what? I'm still young enough to try new experiences. At least one thing like will work out here. And so I'm like sitting at the table and honest to God, 15 minutes and no waitress comes by. And I'm like, even my attempt at the past doesn't want me. So you know what I did? I got up and I left. Right? So anyway, the point of this super like, you know, uplifting story and whatnot. I just wanted to ask you guys, what are you too old for that you're still like misguidedly holding on to instead of what I did, which is try to be young again?
Probably being all the way at the front at concerts.
Oh yeah, dude, that's over.
Yeah. I still do it. I shouldn't do it anymore, but I still do.
Do you even like standing for that long?
I mean, it's tough without a cane because I can't bring the cane into the spot. No, but really, like, I don't know. I my back hurts by the end of it. And
right?
Yeah. It's too much. I remember we went to that Streetlight Manifesto show a couple years ago.
Oh, my God.
And you were just like, you were miserable by the end of it. You're like, yeah, I should have left like 5 minutes in.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, buddy. That was, I said that I'd always try new music and stuff. And like, I didn't realize that like my expression had given it away that much because like I've been secretly telling people that I had the worst time at that concert, but I could never let Smoove know because this was his favorite band.
No, I knew you had a terrible time. It was very obvious.
Oh, dude, a guy kicked me in the head. It sucked. The head. A foot hit my forehead.
Wait, your forehead? I thought it was like from the back. How did that happen?
They were dismounting because I, like an idiot, was standing in the front row.
Oh, yeah. Well. What about you, Mike?
I can't believe how deep your goddamn voice sounds on this recording.
Mine? That's a pleasant surprise.
No, Josh's.
Oh, damn.
Sounds like a clown.
Sounds like a clown? What?
Yeah.
Why a clown? Aren't clown voices really, like, high-pitched? Hello, kids! And then I would honk my nose.
That's Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse doesn't have a honky nose.
Did you just say honky?
Yeah.
Can you? Oh, you can say that, right?
I just, like, what is the adjective for things that honk?
Jesus. Mike, just finish the story.
Oh, God. He's, like, gone. He's all faded out on Zencaster.
He's gone?
He's gone. Titanfall didn't kill him, but this recording did.
Damn it, that's a lot more provable. It happened on our time.
Oh, hey guys.
Oh, he's back. Hey.
Oh, okay, thank God.
What up? I'm back.
Thought you died.
No, my connection failed.
Oh, so all of these problems are probably due to your connection.
Probably, if no one else has failed.
So really, you almost killed yourself then.
Yeah, I sabotaged myself. I killed the podcast.
No, Tappan and I would keep going.
Yeah, we were definitely going to finish the show.
Oh, were you guys still talking?
What, do you think we just sit in silence when you're gone?
I don't know.
Oh, Mike's not talking. Everybody just be quiet forever until he does.
What do you think the people in the Truman Show did when Truman wasn't in the room?
Did they go home? Where's home?
No, definitely like poker games, cigars.
What do you think they're getting paid to do that? They have to sacrifice their whole life.
Yeah. Especially like his immediate family. And
wouldn't you really want to know the story of the background actors in the Truman Show?
Yeah, I find that's way more interesting. I mean, the normal story is good too, but
we need to get Ed Harris on the phone. What was his name in that movie?
I don't know. Ed Harris?
Yanko? Can someone look it up? It was something like, it was like a one word name, I think. Josh, what do you think it was?
His name was...
Don't look it up, just you say it.
Bianco? Now I can't think of anything that isn't Bianco. Why is he not in like the top 25 actors on the Truman Show?
Yeah, what is going on?
Dude, it's whoever Ed Harris played.
No, I know.
Yeah, he's not...
Are you guys saying that we've just stumbled upon an IMDb like tragedy?
Dude, he's not even in like the top. There he is. Oh.
Yeah, his name was Christoph.
Yes, I was close.
So back to the original thing. We're getting so off topic. What are you too old for?
Oh, yes, that question. I'm too old for so many things I still try to do. Like exercising. Way too.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
I break so easily. I'm so fragile. Everything breaks. I have a hernia right now.
Oh,
this is like your back-to-back hernia.
Yeah, this is the second one in the same place, and then third total. And like, I don't know. I everything always hurts and breaks. But I, yeah, you know, it's kind of sad. It's just embarrassing.
God, I'm sorry. You know what? I thought when I started this story that maybe I could like. Just get a little bit of a laugh and you guys would be like, ah, that's funny. But instead, both of you got way sadder in your own lives.
I didn't get sadder.
But I guess we had some laughs along the way.
I'm still, like, I still enjoy doing that at shows. And I'm not going to stop anytime soon, probably. I don't know.
Oh, I got a funny one. I got a funny one.
Okay.
I am way too old to go get milkshakes at 1 a.m., but I do that, like, twice a week.
What?
I love milkshakes and ice cream.
You get milkshakes at 1 a.m. twice a week?
Maybe once a week. But I love milkshakes.
You can't even stay up past 10:30.
I mean, it's like when I wake up again. There's a hot dog place right down the street that has amazing milkshakes. Or 7-Eleven. Also, I'll eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's at least one a week. One a week. I eat so much candy and ice cream. Like every single day.
What the hell?
All
man,
the time.
That really turned into a rant.
Aren't you in like really good shape?
Dude, you know what? I get the feeling Mike is like secretly the nutty professor.
I eat a whole lot of candy. I take candy out of my boss's bowl home with me every day.
Don't put chocolate in your pocket. That's a tip from experience.
I kind of wish that your boss is like a dog and like you're just taking dog food out of the bowl.
Why would his boss be a dog?
I don't know. It just feels like the big dog in charge.
That'd be a good show.
Boss dog.
I ate a brownie ice cream pie today at lunch.
You ate a whole pie?
I split it, but it was basically a whole pie. Yeah, it was big.
Good grief, dude.
I love it. I love all that sweet confectionery stuff. And I feel like 29's too old for that.
You used to really not ever eat any of that. Is that directly my influence?
Dude, maybe. Like, every time I go into a 7-Eleven now, I have to buy candy.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you something. How do you feel about the whoopie pie?
What?
I don't know what that is.
Is he asking you about, like, sex, but through 1970s television talk shows?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Hey, Mike, tell me, how do you and the wife feel about a whoopie pie?
No, a whoopie pie, I know it's popular in New England. I didn't realize that it was, like, completely unheard of outside of it. It's like...
A whoopie pie.
It's like chocolate cake, two pieces of chocolate cake that basically make a sandwich, and the middle is like this frosting.
What?
Wait. But
this dude eats cake sandwiches.
But the middle is like marshmallow frosting, and it's so good.
Oh,
it's
my
so
God,
so good.
What is wrong with you?
No, it's so good. You have no idea.
God damn. I genuinely thought I had the worst food habits out of all three of us before both of you started talking.
I mean, I would eat that for sure. That sounds good.
It's amazing. Oh, they're so good. And like the Italian bakeries in Boston in the North End. Oh, they make such good ones.
Guys, we sound like real, like 70-year-old men with our hands on our stomachs. We're talking about pies, for God's sakes. Like... Let's get back to it, man. Let's at least still be kind of young.
Do you want to hear one last thing that somebody made that like about how I'm getting older in like the rock band community at work?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So somebody made this like joke list of chat rules for when we are streaming on Twitch, and it's like no song requests. You must be mystically chosen to request. Do not criticize Harmonix in-house music, like all that kind of stuff. But one of them is do not talk about Josh's hairline.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's such a good burn, though. But yeah.
Jeez.
No, that's something that I have noticed probably more than anything else, like more than going to shows or whatever. I've noticed that like it's like creeping up. Like a little bit, like I'm not going bald or anything, but it is noticeably higher than it was.
Oh my God!
Five years ago.
About this, Mike, you bastard! Do you see what happens when we record one day too late? Josh is trying to rationalize his baldness. Like we used to be a comedy podcast.
We have a listener question.
Oh,
what? We have listeners.
Yeah, what?
Okay. This question comes from Kate in Seattle. Kate asks, I have a question for you. Okay, in many young adult books dealing with the future, there's a theme around losing choice. People don't choose their professions, they take a test, then report to work or the specialty school or whatever. It's a two-part question. One, what kinds of questions do you think these tests ask that allow them to know that 12-year-old Carol would be a fabulous auto mechanic?
Okay, let me take this one, guys. I think I'm pretty well equipped to answer it.
Okay.
First, Kate, thank you for sending in the question. Let me just tell you directly, we don't know. Thank you.
It's supposed to... spur discussion. Come on now.
No, like there's no way, Kate, and again, thank you for writing in. There's no way the three of us are going to know.
Hold on. We know things.
No, we definitely don't know this one.
We know about YA sci-fi lit, Hunger Games, Divergent, etc.
The way you said that makes it pretty clear that we don't know anything.
Okay, well, I can move on to the second part then.
No. Let's answer it. Let's answer it.
Yeah, we'll just get it wrong, but...
You guys go first.
That's fine.
Yeah, we get it wrong.
The question would be, how do you feel about being an auto mechanic when you grow up?
How dystopian are we talking?
like pretty dystopian. If you're talking about completely losing choice where you take a test and that assigns you a job, that's pretty dystopian.
Okay.
Isn't that Futurama? That seemed fine. Things were fine in Futurama.
Wacky adventures.
Mike, you're in Futurama. Go ahead.
I'm thinking very hard.
God.
About what is being an auto mechanic? You know, what does that mean? What do you do?
What do you mean?
What kind of shape does your brain go in if you're good at auto mechanics? What do? You spin, you like turn a wrench. You know about tubes, you know about pumps, you know about flow.
Filters.
So I think you got to ask. I think you got to ask.
Hey, 12-year-old, question number one. You know about filters?
You know about filters?
Oh, you know about filters? Well, hang on. Let me show you the exciting world of being an auto repair mechanic.
Right. You got to test like shoulder range of motion, mobility, strength. You need to torque that wrench, you know? You need...
You don't torque with your shoulder?
Torque is a... Yeah, that's a car word. You need to turn that... You need to... Screw, you don't screw a wrench. What do you do to a wrench? Use that wrench.
At least, see, like, at least we know for sure that we're not, like, that old, because we have no sense how to be, like, mature, responsible adults who know anything about tools.
I don't think that I've ever thought I am more of a moron than I do right now. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever said.
So part two of the question, I think that we nailed part one. If you took a personality test in fifth grade or so that determined your future occupation, what do you think the test would have shown for you?
Now, I'm particularly keyed in on the or so portion of this question. Could you read back the first line for me, Josh?
If you took a personality test in fifth grade or so...
What does that mean? How much range do I have here?
Let's say fourth to sixth.
Can I go up to 27?
No, not to 27.
Let's say you're 10 to 12 years old.
That's a different man between 10 and 12. You know, a personality test would have said, that's why, like, I feel like this is an important distinction. Like, what you feel in your heart when you're 10, ooh, you better believe that's different than when you're 12.
Yeah. But is there something to you being more in touch with your, like, true self when you're a child and you haven't had all the, like, anxieties and layers of social interactions and all that shit that makes you into a cynical, you know, gross adult?
Oh, sure. Like, when everybody's a child, they just want to grow up. But once you grow up, you, like, yearn for your years as a child.
Yeah. So maybe what you thought you...
I don't understand how such a deep-voiced man can speak on behalf of all children of all time. Get out of here. You're a narc. I know it. I know it. You know it. Everyone knows it. You're a narc.
How do you do, fellow kids? I don't know. So, like, around that age, pick one. Pick 10 or 11 or 12 or whatever, and answer the question.
Oh, God, we haven't even gotten to the question. Jeez.
I'm going to go 11.
Okay, sure. Great.
Mike, you go ahead and answer.
You're not even going to answer now? All right.
You know what? You know me pretty well, buddy. What would I be?
Oh, I have to answer for you? Oh, good one.
Wasn't that before you guys even met, though? Didn't you meet when you were, like, 13?
Yeah, I never knew you when you were 11. I can imagine. I can imagine.
Yeah, just backwards extrapolate.
I think...
Backstrapolate.
I think you would be... God, something really, like, annoying and dumb. I'm just guessing here, but maybe you'd be, like... who's someone I don't like?
Dude.
Do you want me to go and you can think, because I actually...
Yeah, you go.
So I totally forgot that I ever did this, but trying to think about what I liked in my free time, around that age, I had worked, like, I had a sketchbook where I was drawing out...
Why does everybody keep saying around that age or so? Your story could be from any time, Josh.
I don't remember exactly how old I was, but it was like in that 10 to 12 range.
I don't understand why everyone wants this flexibility to explain away their actions in their childhood.
So I had a sketchbook and I drew out my idea for a Disney theme park ride.
Okay.
And it was very long and complicated, and like, you went through an ice area where there was actual, like, fake snow like they use on, like, ski and snowboard mountains that was, like, coming down on you. But then you went into this, like, water area that was backlit to look, like, bright orange. So it was like you were inside a volcano. So I would probably be a theme park ride designer.
But, so you want to be a theme park ride designer?
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't anymore. But at the time, that would have been my dream job.
Would you have been a roller coaster tycoon or just someone like designing a coaster in the park?
Like designing the coaster in the park. I don't know if the personality test would have given me that though.
you're saying
that's just like something I did in my free time.
Wait, are you saying that...
Here's the test.
Wait, no. You're saying that you hid your secret ambitions to be a roller coaster designer from everyone and put on a veneer of, like, whatever the opposite of that type of person is?
No, not at all. I'm just, like, I don't know what questions they would ask on a test that would give me that answer.
God damn it, that was the first part of this two-part question.
No, I realized that, and we didn't do a good job answering that, so I'm not surprised that we're not well-equipped to answer this one with good evidence to back up our answers.
Here's a test.
That's like some next-level backpedaling that you just did.
They hold up an ink blot, and little Josh goes, roller coaster.
There we go.
How else could they know?
That's it.
What are they going to ask you?
I guess that is the only way.
What about you, Tavin?
What about me?
What?
You got to tell me what I would be. I got yours. I got yours ready.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Pigeon wrangler?
Wow, I thought about yours really hard.
Pigeon wrangler. I think about you when, like...
That's not specific to me.
I think about the trajectory you must have been on when you were 11 before we met, and then, like, where you were heading when we met. And I always thought, you know, Mike probably could have been that person in Home Alone 2. Like, it stacks up. He's that lady. He's the pigeon lady. Like, I know it. He knows it. But, like, if we can keep him on the right path, he won't have to wrangle pigeons. I've known that my whole life, Mike. I'm sorry.
You're telling me at 13 years old, I displayed this. This is my potential.
All over your face.
Well, that's really mean.
It's not mean. You know, you were meant for the pigeons.
I hate pigeons.
You're saying that's mean, but you were searching for, like, somebody you hate to give to happen?
I came up with a nice one, a thoughtful one. Actually, it might hurt a little, but I thought that you would definitely be, like a programmer or, like, a coder, and you'd be, Well,
go on. Finish that thought.
I'm just saying, they're in pretty high demand.
Yeah, no, that's not an insult at all yet.
Yeah, I just meant that didn't happen. But I remember going over to your house and you'd show me all this, like, cool computer stuff that I didn't know about. And I'd be like, oh, this guy's going to be a coder.
Well, now I just feel like I didn't live up to my potential.
You taught me about Firefox, and you didn't have to type in http://www. I learned that at your house.
I did teach you that. That's true, you did. That was a fond memory.
Yeah.
And then I would always think, you know, and I'm not trying to come back at you with something that's like hurtful, but I would always think, you know, for a guy who was so focused on like typing the http://, how did he get a B in keyboarding class?
Listen.
All you had to do was type the words, Mike. They didn't even care how fast you did it.
Listen. It was a C plus, to be honest. If I'm just going to be real, it was a C plus. I was not a good keyboardist because I just didn't do any of the assignments because they were dumb. It was keyboarding. Who cares?
You were on a computer every day.
Yeah, I knew what I was doing. Why would I do that? That's dumb.
Do you know how I know for sure that we're the oldest goddamn people on earth? Is because we took keyboarding class.
In high school.
Oh my God. It's like people who were in like the old wars. They'd be like, yes, we used to take classes on the typewriter. And it's just yeah. like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, no, they took typing classes.
That's coming soon.
We took keyboarding. Yeah. And now like third graders know how to program. No one has talked about it yet. We are the doomed generation. And I think that's the happiest thing that anyone's ever said on a pod.
No, I think every generation's doomed. So, you know.
How can that be?
Because there'll always be a one after them. You know? It's always going to be a new, better, cooler one. And then, you know, everybody dies.
So, Mike, you know that every month I will go ahead and travel to https://www.olivegarden.com just to see what their monthly special is. You know, I'm always curious. I figure, hey, I have the right to go and not like Olive Garden in person because I can afford to now. So, I do that. And so I did that this month. By the way, good promo going on. If anyone wants to check out their local OG, they're not paying me to say this.
What's the promo?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you because then everyone think it'll be an ad. Anyway, I started thinking about all their commercials always have like big band Frank Sinatra music in it, you know? Uh-huh. And like based on that brand and based on the food and based on everything you know about it, if that type of music never existed, instead of that music, what would you play in Olive Garden commercials if you had control of that?
What would I play or what do I think would be funny? Because like that Eastern European techno song with the like Arab rap, I think that would be very good.
But they would have to still bring out like the plates of pasta at the same pace that they do in the commercials, just like super slow.
No, the visuals don't change at all. And they use the same voice actor to do the voiceover about how they treat you like family.
Oh, my God.
What if you have a really shitty family?
Oh, man. Can you imagine if there were people who get as upset about PC culture now if they had existed back when Olive Garden rolled out that campaign and they're like, you're being insensitive to people who have bad families. Like, geez, I gotta account for them too in my merchandising copy? Fine. I bet there were so many slogans back in the day that are just entirely inappropriate in 2017.
Well, like, sexist advertising was a huge thing way, 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 way back. Like in magazines and stuff.
Yeah.
Is this around the time of your youth?
God damn it.
Is that how you know?
Yeah, before my hairline started receding.
Started.
Oh, lay off. Lay off the man.
The funny thing is Josh has a full head of hair right now.
I know. I think I would play smooth jazz behind all that slow-mo pasta Alfredo pouring.
Yeah.
I think that would set the mood.
That's still kind of in that same world, though.
You think so? How about, like...
I think that's the right answer, though. If it's like, how do you still sell this with the same style? And, yeah.
Could do, like, really political hip-hop. like KRS-One. Or
given their success, no one thinks like just blasting music by like Tool and Disturbed and Nine Inch Nails would work.
Yeah, Closer.
Oh my God, no! Oh, that's the worst pasta ad. I don't want to watch that. I'm imagining it. I don't like this.
But you do kind of like it, don't you? In no, that kind of no. Nine Inch no, Nails no. way.
I should have never asked this question or suggested these options.
Here, I got a homework for you. Next month, go to Olive Garden, bring some earbuds.
No.
Get some Trent Reznor in your ears while you suck down that Alfredo.
That's the worst.
Tell me how it goes.
Could you imagine if, like, if they leaned really hard into, like, a metal soundtrack and they named their dishes after that? Like, you could get Orzo Osborne.
Oh, my God. Let's keep it going. Let's all try, I guess. The nice thing is that we can edit out us thinking for 9 hours.
Yeah.
You could do, like, Lamb Chops of God.
Ew.
How about,
I guess that's not so bad.
Judas Parmesan?
That doesn't make any sense.
It's the only P word I could think of. Judas.
Led Zeppelin Guini.
Damn it.
Nice. Finally.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. It's good. It's really good. I have to come up with one. I can't leave this rap battle without saying something. I'm too fixated on Penne.
Penne.
Motley Croutons.
Motley Croutons. That doesn't count.
It's funny, though.
That doesn't count.
That's what would be on there at Bottomless Salads.
I got nothing. It's over for me. It's a wrap. No, wait, not yet.
Yeah?
I had an idea for a Star Wars themed pasta once called Boba Fettuccine Alfredo. Can I somehow repurpose that for this game?
No.
Boba Marley Fettuccine Alfredo.
What?
I switched the wrong parts of the word. I switched it to Bob Marley Fettuccine Alfredo.
That makes no, what are you talking about?
That's the worst idea.
Oh, here we go. I got the one for what you were trying. Penne-wise.
That's not fair.
I like it.
Do you guys want to hear how that night ended, by the way, the semi-housewarming party for me?
Yes.
So I mentioned the thing about going into the restaurant and then leaving because no one noticed I was there. But anyway, suddenly the lift comes and the guy spends this next part. I'm not even making up. I didn't make up any part of this story, but I need people to know that like this really happened, this part. The guy who's driving me back is talking about like his, I don't know why, but just his like life's dreams and his aspirations and his wife and what his children mean to him and how he puts in the work to this and that and whatever and how the only thing that's important is to, you know, always just care for the people you love. He's like dropping down these realities and I'm like, yeah, man, you know, like that sounds great. It sounds like you have a really cool life, man. That's awesome. And he goes, I swear to God, and you never know when it could end.
Oh.
Like, and I was just like, what? And we were like on a bridge because you have to cross a bridge to get to where I live.
Oh, no.
And he goes, yeah, anything could happen 1 minute from now.
What?
Oh, my God.
He said 1 minute from now.
What happened?
If you want to know how scared I was, that's the only thing that made me feel like a little kid that day. I damn near peed myself.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What rating did you give him?
A 5. I give everyone 5s.
5 out of 5 in existential dread. Jeez.
Yeah. And you know what was exactly 1 minute away from what he said? My home. So think about the unbelievably heavy symbolism of like him telling me that in a minute I would face the thing that would end my life, and it turns out it's my current life. You want to be messed up? That's how you mess someone up. He messed me up. 5 out of 5 Lyft rating, though. Thanks for listening. We'll have a new episode next Wednesday. Maybe, or maybe Thursday, sorry. Which you can find at instedof.fm, or wherever you go to get your podcasts. You can ask us questions on Twitter at instedoffm, or just ask us directly. Most of you know who we are. If you want to hear us every week, you should subscribe. And rating us on Apple Podcasts helps other people find us too. So please go there and do that. Thank you very much. Why is he yelling? God.
No! Fuck you!
We need that soundbite forever. Mike, can you curse some more in that guy's voice?
You asshole!
That's not that guy's voice.
I forgot his voice. What did I say? Well, let me get the fuck you back. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Oh my god! That should be Mike's catchphrase. Oh my god.
Fuck you.
I'm dying over here. Jesus. We'll put that on our best of one day.
What's that character's name?
Hank.
Hang?
Hank. Hank.
All right. There you have it, guys. Hank. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Bogart ready to do his next impression as
Hank. Hank. I can't even say his name in his voice.
Oh god, the voice is just you moving a little further away from the microphone and straining slightly.
I have to make a very specific face to make this voice. Fuck you.
Oh god, it's like a comedy bullet. It gets me every time.
What is the face you're making?
Oh, God. I'll take a selfie.
Great.
As I talk.
Oh, God. Okay. Ooh.
Fuck you.
This whole thing could be a segment by itself on another episode. Fuck you.
Back off!